Welcome to Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, coming to you from the rolling hills of Big Spring Valley in beautiful Alabama. Katherine Lang offers words of encouragement and hope to help grow up lives boldly pursuing peace and joy. Katherine seeks out the rainbows of life while sharing her lollipops of encouragement along her journey. Here on Growing Hope, she features words to help hope and grow courage, all while challenging herself and listeners to radical choices and bold purpose. This is Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, where we are growing hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. And now, here's your host, Katherine Lang.
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are investing just a few moments to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. I am Katherine Lang and I am your rainbows and lollipops host because I understand the rainbow connection and I'm excited to share it with you. I love sharing the promises and the possibilities. I get excited and overflow with joy when I have the opportunity to share hope. I can do more and be better when I know I have the chance to spread the positive around. And let's face it, it's all about me, right? Okay, maybe it's not all about me in the way that some people like to think about it. But in some ways, it really is all about me. What I can do, what I can become, what I can change. The last week presented me with a unique situation because I was alone for the first time without anyone to tell me or to tell, you know, go do this or go pick that up. So if I wanted it done, then it was up to me to do it. It's been a long time since I was left on my own like this. And it was a shock and really somewhat of a surprise to discover how reliant I had become on the help and support of others. Now, don't get me wrong. Help and support are some powerful weapons for standing strong in this world. The problem for me is that I had become dependent in places where I had once been sufficient. Since I also took on two new challenges in my work life, my unique situation required that I get real about what I would do, what I could do, and when I would do what I could. I can get back to that place of sufficient by turning the focus back on me, which is the first part of relationship priorities. Relationship priorities are one, me focus. If I want to build solid relationships in my life, then I need to be invested in being the best me I can be. I get there when I look at self, evaluate self, and focus on self. Two, clutter-free. I have to release the extras. I have to remove all those things that hold me back from doing what needs to be done. Hear me. Three is the developing the skill of listening, because listening is a learned skill that must be honed and practiced. Skilled hearing includes the reception of words, the awareness of actions and attitude, and also an understanding of the environment. Four, I have to be into investing 101, the basic steps that lead to relationship investment, including thoughts on time and resources and focus. And finally, I have to expect nothing because it is the expectations that end up getting you or me in the most trouble. Before I can get anywhere in getting my relationship priorities straight, I need to get me straight. I have to have a me focus that allows me to recognize when I'm off target. And then I have to find my way back to the right path when I do know, make, you know, have that realization. It is all about me. Only this focus is not the one that you would confuse with I syndrome. I talk about I syndrome some. I syndrome leads to all sorts of troubles. This is a focus about recognizing I am the only person in the room I can change. Developing this type of me focus can be tricky because it has to be balanced to keep me from slipping into I syndrome or worse, catching Plum disease. Nobody needs Plum disease. I need to be prepared to do some radical things to work through me focus. One, I have to be willing to be a mold breaker. I have to mold break. I have to be willing to accept that all the molds that I have created for all the people in my life are just a waste. Two, I have to be problem accepting. I have to recognize my problems so that I can begin to adjust my journey. Three, I have to be attitude adjusting. I have to invest energy and resources into personal attitude and adjustments. Four, I have to be thought capturing. I need to develop the skill of capturing and corralling the thoughts going through my head and then master the art of correcting them before I set them free again. And five, I need to be word wielding. I must learn that my words will change me and begin practicing using the words for just such an end. I don't like me focus on most days, and really, I don't like it on the other days either. But if I'm going to get this journey right, then I have to focus on me. I have to make the adjustments that will help me see better about where I'm going and will also make it possible for me to do better in all that I'm attempting and all that I know I need to get done. Me focus will also help put relationships in the right priority space. Once I quit blaming others, once I quit expecting from others, and once I maybe just quit ignoring others so that I can roll around in my own little ice syndrome party, when I put all of that to the side, then I make a place for others to be a part of my life. And that is the way, the essential way to make relationships a priority. I make the choice to make a place for others in my life. Me focus is only the beginning, but this shift in focus is one of the most important steps I will take when it comes to making relationships a priority in my life and for my life. When I turn the attention away from what I want from you or what I need from you, and instead look to myself for what can I be and become, and I pursue that, then I free you to be the you that you're supposed to be, and that makes the way for our relationship to grow. I have a limited amount of time. All the wishing and hoping won't change that I have a limited amount of time. I've wasted many, many a day dreaming about what I could do and accomplish if only I had more time. Imagine all that I could have accomplished if only I had made myself busy in the doing instead of just dreaming. I have time. Time to do what needs to be done, including making room for the relationships in my life and for growing up more. I just have to create a plan that makes a way for the relationships. I've learned from experiences in my past, both positive experiences and negative experiences, that I have to focus on me to make a way for that to happen. If I want to step into me focus, then I have to be willing to do some mold breaking. It turns out the world is not the only one trying to shove people into a box. I've been known to do some box shoving myself. I had the biggest issue with box shoving in the past when it came to dealing with people in leadership positions. I had expectations of how they should be and what they should do. I crafted very elaborate boxes to shove them in and shouted from the rooftop all of my disappointment if they ever dared not to get in the boxes that I created. The first thing I had to learn was that I am not the box creator, not when it comes to others. I have no right, and I really have no understanding for crafting the mold they will fit into. I need to shatter the molds that I've created and the expectations that I have set that people will always be what I want or be what I need or be what I expected. I have to let that go. I have to break the molds. If I want to step into my focus, then I have to become problem accepting. First, I need to accept that I have the problem. I mean, yep, even the Rainbows and Lollipops host has problems. Although I am perfect in Christ, I still struggle with my choice of execution, which means I make mistakes. Second, I have to accept that I may not understand your problem. Despite my all-encompassing degree in tourism and commercial recreation, I may still struggle to diagnose your problem. I need to accept that there may be more to the story than meets the eye, and then let it go. If I'm willing to accept these two problem points, then I will be well on my way to establishing a me focus that will make a difference in my journey. If I want to step into me focus, then I have to be invested in attitude adjusting. Not yours, but mine. I need to choose to invest in changing my attitude about my own journey, but I also have to change about the journeys that I encounter along the way. I've been dealing with a very unpleasant person in my walk recently. I took to praying every day that God would so fill this person's heart that they would overflow with His blessings. And I asked God to help this person find a way through the discouragement I knew they had to be in, this pit of darkness that I knew that they had to be stuck in order for them to lash out the way they were lashing out. Now, the person hasn't changed as of yet, but by investing in prayer for this person, I'm adjusting my own attitude. If I want to step into my focus, into me focus, then I have to develop the skill of thought catching. It takes practice, and on some days, it takes a great deal of effort. I have to wrestle with the thoughts that cross my mind, especially those that do not match up with my purpose and design. The more I spend time around negative people or negative things, the more thoughts I'm going to have to wrestle. This is one of the reasons that I seek to spend most of my time with positive focused folks. Being around negative people or discouraged people begins to bring my thoughts around to what they continuously say. I want to think thoughts that lift up. I want to think thoughts that encourage. I want to think thoughts that inspire hope. I will never stay in that mindset unless I practice and perfect the skill of thought capturing. If I want to step into me focus, then I also have to learn all about word wielding. Words have great power, and with great power comes great responsibility. I mean, you may not think of words as a superpower, but when wielded correctly, they can be the most powerful superpower you will ever encounter. Like, I know that you're encountering superpowers on a daily basis. That is really all it takes. It doesn't take a whole lot to begin to learn to be me-focused and to begin the process of creating relationship priorities in my life and for my life. Mold-breaking, problem-accepting, attitude-adjusting, thought-capturing, word-wielding choices. When I begin to shift in this direction, then I see me and I'm not worried about you. And when I'm not worried about you, then I am making a way for you. I rarely like looking in the mirror to see how I need to change my life. I much prefer the path of the easy button, or it's all on you. But let's be honest, that doesn't really exist. All my looking has yet to reveal those paths, and instead I have confirmed that the only path is through me. I have to focus on who I am. I have to focus on what I am doing. I have to focus on where I'm going. With this focus, with a me focus, then I create a way for all the rest to fall into place. But I have to be willing and determined to take my life and create a me focus that is going to make a way for all of this rest to line up. Until I adjust me, I cannot be an impact anywhere else. I have to turn the attention to self, to focus on me, if I'm going to make a way for relationships to grow and flourish. I must break away from the practice of what can you do for me and turn to a place where I practice what will I do in me that will flow out to others as blessings. Okay. That's not the catchiest of slogans, but it speaks directly to the point. It is not about you. It is about me. A me focus takes it all away from the expectations of what you're going to give me and puts it onto my shoulders of becoming all that I'm designed to be. It is not about what I want you to do, but it is all about what I need to do and need to be willing to do and what I am doing that is going to make a way for relationship with you. The scripture is packed full of words about how I need to examine myself so that I know what kind of reflection I'm giving off. Paul did a lot of me focus, and he often shared thoughts on the value of that practice. In 2 Corinthians 13:5, Paul explains it like this, and this is from the King James translation. Examine yourselves, whether you be in the faith, and prove your own selves. Paul is challenging me to look at my own walk and not to look at the walk of others. My journey will not be measured by your journey. Your path will not determine my success. My journey is measured by Christ alone. And when I put it up against that, when I put what I'm doing up against Christ and what Christ has called me to do, that will determine whether or not I am reaching my unique design. Paul touches on this concept again in Galatians 6:4, this time referencing the NIV translation. Each one should test their own actions. Then they can take pride in themselves alone without comparing themselves to someone else. This pride is not the kind warned about in Proverbs, the one that comes to a haughty spirit. This is the recognition that I am doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Not I am doing more than you or better than you, which is that haughty spirit of pride, but that I am doing my design. James gets a little more challenging when he talks about judging others or speaking ill about them in James 4:11. We're challenged to not say bad things about others because when I speak ill of my brother or my sister, then I'm not keeping the law myself, but I'm using the law to judge the walk of others. In verse 12, he ends with this, "Who are you to judge your neighbor?" It's not my job to judge others. It's really not my job to judge myself. It is my job to examine my heart and my mind and then adjust these parts of me so that I can take action towards my uniqueness and actions into the will of God. I will need to get my mind right and in order to make my actions right. The thoughts that are swirling around my head begin to direct my actions. The skill of thought capturing takes practice, diligent, and persistent practice at that. Paul gives some guidance on how to develop the thought-capturing skill in Philippians 4:4-7. He starts in verse 4 by reminding me to rejoice in the Lord. I have to keep my mind turned to praise and thanksgiving. Then in verse 6 and 7, he goes on to explain that I have no reason to worry. I have no reason to worry. Grasp that, and you're well on your way to a bold new life. But he says that I need to take everything to God in prayer. And then through that conversation with God, I come to the place where the peace of God covers me. And that peace will stand guard over my heart and my mind. So when I turn my focus to growing up in God, then it is the peace of God that allows me to capture the thoughts that try to derail my journey. I can make relationships a priority in my life when I determine to create a me focus that gets my life right for relationships. Thank you so much for joining me for this venture into focus. I would love to hear about your journey and how you're finding your way to this better focus. Please feel free to email me with any questions or comments or thoughts at radio@katherinelang.com. Also, come hang out with me over at the website and catch up on the daily podcast and other posts shared over there. It's www.katherinelang.com. We can connect on social media as well. You can find me everywhere on the internet by searching for Catherine C. Lang. On Facebook, I'm The Catherine C. Lang. On Twitter, it's at Catherine C. Lang. And on YouTube, it's again, The Catherine C. Lang. If you want to listen to the syndicated broadcast of Growing Hope or learn more about speaking opportunities, visit CatherineLang.com/on-air. I am Catherine Lang, and I am your Rainbows and Lollipops host because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thanks for joining us this week for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang. Catherine is a leader in encouragement, a networking specialist, and your Hope Smith extraordinaire. To learn more about Growing Hope, visit Catherine's website at www.catherinelang.com. That's www.catherinelang.com. Catherine is also available to speak or teach at your next event. Use the contact form on the website or email Catherine with queries or questions at contactus@catherinelang.com. If you are looking for more hope and inspiration for your week, you can sign up for the Reflections column that mails out each Sunday at www.catherinelang.com/reflections. And be sure to join us back here each week for Growing Hope, where Catherine shares her heart for encouragement and her vision for hope. Until next week, keep watching for that place where your heart is open to pursue the extraordinary.